FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Into His image. He shared those stories, my brothers and sisters. And for some reason, I began sharing my testimony concerning what God had asked me to do and how I believe God had sent a messenger to tell me something concerning what we were trying to do here. And that messenger says, I have commanded this. And then for some reason, I got emotional, and I sat right there and cried more than he did. And I knew at that very moment that the Lord had sent him to tell me to trust in the Lord. What is incomprehensible now will come to pass. It was not an accident that God just happened to send messenger. I even asked him, I said, are you a preacher? He said, no. But he said, I've been in the church. He was at CWC. But he said, Pastor, he said, I'm looking for the meat of the word. I understood what he was saying because so many times we're caught up on the milk and we don't go beyond where we are because it's easier for someone else to feed us the milk. But we never get into the meat of the word, and God is simply saying, I've got more in store for you. And I begin to wrestle with what he was telling me. He said, but Pastor, God says I'm not through with this yet. And I shed tears, and I shed tears. And we both sit here for 30 minutes. He had a job to do, and we were both witnessing to one another. My brothers and sisters, when you cry out to the Lord, the Lord hears and sees our tears. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is asking us to trust Him. Antioch, the Lord is saying to us, when have I ever let you down? The Lord, Antioch, is saying, can you ever remember a time that I turned my back on you? When you called me, did I not answer you? When you cried out to me, did I not come to see about your situation? He said, I am that I am. I am El Shaddai, God Almighty, Elohim, the Creator, Adonai, the Lord over all, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present. He is saying to us this morning, I am God Almighty. I am that I am. The question is, will you trust me with that? Will you trust me to be your water when you're thirsty? Will you trust me to be your food when you're hungry? Will you trust me? If you had any doubt, my brothers and sisters, in whom to place your trust in, God want to make it clear to you today that you can have confidence in him and that he is the appropriate one to trust. We put our trust in cars, homes, 401ks. We put our trust in jobs. We put our trust in all kinds of things. But the Lord says, I need you to put your trust in me. Will you trust me with that? My brothers and sisters, God wants to make it clear to you and I today that you can have confidence in him. Not only does Proverbs, my brothers and sisters, assures us whom to put your trust in, but Solomon told his son to trust in the Lord with all his heart. All his heart. Not some of his heart, Brother Gaines, but all of his heart. That means the whole, not lacking nothing, nor leaving anything out. Solomon said to his son, trust the Lord with all his heart and not with his mind. My brothers and sisters, your mind is that place that controls your intellect, your reasoning, and your thoughts. And that mind will take you in some places that you shouldn't be. But your heart, my brother, your heart control your desires, your hopes, your dream, and your emotion. And if your heart is centered on the Lord, and if your heart is resonating on his word, the Lord will develop something within you that will not destroy, nor will it hinder what God has in store for you. Moving forward and moving closer into an intimate personal relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King. My brothers and sisters, because what's in our heart can be what's controlling us. What's in your heart? What are you thinking? What is your desire? What is your livelihood about? Can actually be coming from your heart.
Yes.
Because what comes out of me is a reflection of what's in me.
That's right.
So we are to trust the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. At the beginning of this message, I said Abraham didn't understand why God was telling him to go. But later God gave him a reason and a change that he would become the father of many nations.
Yes, indeed.
That he would have a son in his old age called Isaac. And then Isaac would have a son called Jacob. And then through his lineage, would a nation be birthed called Israel. And from that nation, the Messiah would come. And Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, would come in the fullness of time to redeem mankind back to the Father. When we trust in the Lord has a prophetic plan. Abraham never saw what God had in store. And Abraham was a little hesitant because of some insecurity. But Abraham stepped out on faith. And when you step out on faith, we understand now why it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. When you step out on faith, your hope is mobilized. Your hope is grasped. It is empowered to do greater works for our Lord, our God, and our King. Because the insecurities in life that we think are there, the Lord is simply saying, will you trust me to be God? Will you trust me to be the maker, the creator, the sustainer? Will you trust me to be the God who brought all things into existence? Will you trust me to know that I am your water when you are thirsty and your food when you are hungry? Will you trust me to be God? And when you trust him to be your God, He can do exceedingly abundantly above more than we could ask or think. So many times our insecurity causes us to stumble. The insecurities of a nation wandered in the wilderness for 40 years simply because they would not trust the words of Moses. And when we are insecure, it causes us to wonder. Antioch, God is speaking. That was a reason for God sending a messenger. Three times he sent a messenger, and we still don't know it. Three times. And we still don't get it because we are not stepping out, because there are some insecurities in what we say we believe.
Yes.
He sent one man, me and Gainsaw. And I know you doubted it. They probably said we were crazy. They sent another man, Brother Sanders saw. And he sit back there and say, your pastor invited me, but he's not here. And then he came again and sent another man, and we cried. Both of us, because we have not fulfilled what God has called us to do. And God says, when and how long will you stumble around in insecurities? The Lord is birthing something. He is birthing something in each and every one of us. But the question is, will you step out on your faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? We can't see what God is up to, but God knows what he is doing. My brothers and sisters, a lineage was established, and God has given mandate as to what he desires and what he will do. And here's what the Lord is saying as I close. I want to ask a question. Why did Solomon say to his son, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path? What ways and what path are you following this morning? A preacher friend of mine told me something not long ago. I'm not going to share the church. He said, Pastor, 13 more payments and we'll pay the note off. Because they stepped out on faith. And I thought about what he was saying, and it bothered me tremendously, because 13 years ago, if we had just started, where would we be? But because of insecurity, because we couldn't see it, look where we are today. God is simply saying, I opened doors, and you refuse to walk through it. I send messengers, and you refuse to hear it. So now, look where you are. So I ask the Lord, mercy and grace, your unmerited favor, your inexhaustible supply of goodness, a God's redemption at Christ's expense, have been covering us for generations and generations. And I plead the blood of Jesus. And the Lord simply said, trust me. I need you to trust me. Because what things you may hear may not be what I want you to do. And so I trust the Lord. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then Acts 4 and 12 state, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given.